everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Devotional. And down here in Mexico, hope you're having a great day. Let's just dig right in Hebrews, John chapter number 12 and verse number 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So, we're looking at verse 24 today. Remember, the day before we were looking at verse 23. And here's what happened in verse number 23, is that these Gentiles, the Greeks, were in town for the Feast of the Passover. They see Philip. They say, hey, we want to see this Jesus. You know, for whatever reason, curiosity is there. God's put it in their heart. They're seeking Jesus because Jesus already seeking them out. As a result of that, Philip tells us Andrew, and Andrew and Philip go see Jesus, say, hey, these Gentiles want to see you. And Jesus says in verse 23, the hour is come. So it's like something has happened now. We're moving past what he's been doing, and we're getting straight to the cross. And he says, the hour is come when the Son of Man shall be glorified, right? In verse number 23, the Son of Man should be glorified. And so he is talking about the sacrifice. There is no going back on it. He's going forward. This is what he came for, right? This plan was made before the foundations of the world. And now he is going forward and he is going to glorify himself. How is he going to do that? Well, he tells us in verse 24, through the death on the cross. You see, if all Jesus did was run around and be a good teacher, then when he died, that was it. There was nothing else. But Jesus died and bore our sins, was buried, and rose again that third day. And you can see it here. Notice, number one, he starts in verse 24, except this happens. Unless this happens, the other cannot happen. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. Except it die, it's going to abide alone. It's not going to produce anything. But if it dies, then it will bring forth much fruit. And this is what Jesus is saying. I have to die. This is what I'm here for. I'm giving up my life for you. I'm going to bear your sins. I'm going to be planted in the ground for 3 days, 3 nights, and then I'm going to raise from the dead. And as a result of that, many people will be saved. And many are still being saved. Isn't that right? So he's teaching about the resurrection and his glorification there. Listen, he didn't die to glorify you and I. He died to glorify himself. And you and I, by the grace and mercy of our God, get to partake of that. Become fruit of the Lord. I want you to think about that. He gave his life so we could have life. Praise the Lord for that. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing with that life that he's given you? Until next time, may the Lord bless you.